Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and share in these sacred mysteries, we also celebrate the memorial of St. Januarius, Bishop and Martyr of the Church. Now, to prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, let us seek forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who grant us to venerate the memory of the martyr St. Januarius, give us, we pray, the joy of his company in blessed happiness for all eternity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Refuse no one the good on which he has a claim, when it is in your power to do it for him. Say not to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give you, when you can give at once. Plot no evil against your neighbor, against one who lives at peace with you. Quarrel not with a man without cause, with one who has done you no harm. Envy not the lawless man, and choose none of his ways. To the Lord the perverse one is an abomination, but with the upright it is his friendship. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but the dwelling of the just he blesses. When dealing with the arrogant, he is stern, but to humble he shows kindness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The just one shall live in your holy mountain, O Lord.
The just one shall live in your holy mountain, O Lord.
He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth is in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, the just one shall live on your holy mountain, O Lord. Who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord.
The justice shall live on your holy mountain, Lord.
Who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed.
The just one shall live on your holy mountain, Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel, or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, today, my friends, it's always a joy when we get to celebrate the life of faith for us. As Jesus says, you know, you got to be a light to the world and stuff. You don't hide yourself, but you put yourself on a lampstand so that others may see the light. And that's kind of how it is with today's feast of St. Januarius. And the other beautiful thing about this feast with St. Januarius is we don't know much about him, because by his life, he didn't want to glorify himself, but rather give glory and honor to God. What we do know about him is that he lived in the 300s, late 200s, early 300s. He was bishop of Benevento, which is northeast of Naples in Italy. And thirdly, he laid down his life for arrested for being a Christian. He did not deny his faith. He was told to give up his faith, to worship the Roman gods, and he wouldn't do it. And they said, if you do it, we'll set you free. And he said, no, there's only one true God, and only him will I worship. So they threw him into, I guess you could say, tear him piece to piece and everything like that. Bears wouldn't harm him. So eventually what they did is they beheaded him. But then the Christians, and also to those who are kind of wavering, should I be a Christian? Should I not be a Christian? It was by his witness to the faith that brought many others into the Christian faith. And they took his body, and they placed his body actually in a church in Naples. And to this day, all the people gather around in Naples to celebrate his feast day. In fact, this is a big celebration. So if we have anybody here or listening on the radio who is of Italian descent, celebrate, rejoice because of the witness of St. Januarius. And the other cool thing, and I always love sharing this with the school children, is that if you go to Naples, to the cathedral where they have his relics, they also have a glass vial of his blood. I know it seems a little gruesome, but you'll see it's in crystal form. But on this feast day and a couple other days in the church year, the blood will miraculously liquefy. I know it seems kind of weird. I saw a documentary on it, and science tried to figure out what's going on here, proving it was a fake, and they couldn't even prove it was a fake. They realized it's a genuine miracle. So does that mean, what does that mean? Well, basically it means we continue to give glory and honor to God. It means we continue to live our lives to trying to be a lamp to all people around us. That by our words, by our actions, we may lead others closer to Jesus. Now, does that mean we're going to be placed in a room filled with wild bears? No. Does that mean that we're also going to have our heads beheaded? No. But it means that in this world today, we have a lot of people that say, don't follow the Lord. Don't follow your faith. Instead, follow the things of the temptations of this world. And yet we got to be firm in our faith, like St. Januarius, and say, no, I will only worship the true God. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of St. Januarius. And let us ask him to pray for us, that even when we are tempted or persecuted to give up our faith, we'll always remain firm, loving God and loving those around us. And I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father and all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they will joyfully live their lives in the service to the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, for an end of all war, terrorism, persecution, and violence, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For marriage and the family, that they will become the cornerstone of our society, and that our youth will be raised to know Christ and to strive for holiness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Amy Last, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Sanctify our offerings by your blessing, O Lord, we pray. And by your grace, may we be set afire with the flame of your love, through which St. Januarius overcame every bodily torment, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord. And
let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, For the blood of your blessed martyr, Januarius, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, an eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. Your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy. Taking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not for peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it in eternity, says the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. May the sacred mysteries of which we have partaken, O Lord, we pray, give us that determination which made your blessed martyr Januarius faithful in your service and victorious in suffering. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for The Faith Explained. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And with thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And let us go forth in song as we sing the third verse of Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation be changed from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
A little less than a year ago, I was listening to you on the radio.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I was Protestant Lutheran, and you were one of the people that helped me on my journey to becoming Catholic. Last week, I did my first confession. My teacher said when I came out, he said I was glowing, so I don't know what happened there, but it was great.
I believe it.
I wanted to say thank you for helping me along the journey.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I guess I'll make my way to confession then.
Amen, brother. That's where it's at, man.
8 a.m. Central
on Relevant Radio.